And now to that story that Walmart has agreed to remove from its online sales sweatshirts and T-shirts that say bulletproof above the slogan Black Lives Matter. The Fraternal Order of Police, the largest police organization in the country, protested the clothing and asked that the shirts with the word bulletproof and those with just a Black Lives Matter slogan be removed. Now, they're made by a contractor, but Walmart has removed T-shirts before, including those with the Confederate flag, and they agreed to remove those with the bulletproof slogan, but not with the Black Lives Matter. Chuck Canterbury is national president of the National Fraternal Order of Police. He wrote the letter to Walmart requesting the change. So, Chuck, we're a country that has free speech. It allows T-shirts with some of the most degrading language possible. Why shouldn't Walmart be able to sell something that has the word bulletproof?
We took an exception to especially the bulletproof slogan because it's very insightful. This year alone, 8 police officers have been shot in the line of duty by people that took some of the rhetoric to the extreme, and we objected to it. We do very much appreciate Walmart taking down bulletproof. A number of my members are not happy that they're not going to take down Black Lives Matter, but we do understand the First Amendment, and we're the first line of protection for America's right to free speech. Just as in Dallas, those 5 officers were killed protecting Black Lives Matter protesters.
Well, and many of those protesters ran to their aid, but you are right to point out that it has been a terrible year. I think this is the worst in 10 years for shootings of police. Then there was the April 2014 finding by the U.S. Department of Justice that the Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Department engaged in a pattern or practice of use of excessive force, including deadly force. There was then a finding in December of 2014 that said pretty much the same thing about Cleveland. In March of 2015, the DOJ issued a report of clear racial disparities and discriminatory intent on the part of the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department. Isn't a T-shirt maybe the safest and simplest way to vent anger that people might have at those reports?
Show me what the slogan bulletproof does to improve relations between the community and law enforcement. You just named 4 police departments. There's 18,600 police departments in the United States. And for the Justice Department in the last 8 years to investigate it, 19 police departments based on complaints, that's a very, very small percentage of our nation's law enforcement officers. And so those figures, although raw figures, look damning. If I work in a depressed area and the majority of the people I put in jail happen to be of color, somebody has to look at the fact that 80% of my patrol beat is in a minority area. You can't judge on raw numbers.
Well, look, you just mentioned something else as well. You're addressing the concerns of 2 communities in your letter to Walmart, the police community, but also the minority community. As you say, commercializing our differences will not help our local police and communities to build greater trust and respect. Turning a buck on strained relationships will not contribute to the healing process. This should be a time for joy, and no family has lost a son or daughter, whether in the line of duty or in a tragic event, should have their pain turned into someone else's profit. Do you feel you're also speaking for those who've lost lives in encounters with police?
Absolutely. These are commercial vendors that are selling T-shirts. They're, as far as we know, there's no association with any legitimate advocacy group. This is strictly to make a buck, and they have the First Amendment rights, but we don't have to agree with them, and we have the right through free speech to tell them that we don't like it. And social responsibility starts with everybody. And that's why we appreciate Walmart taking down the bulletproof. And I'm sure that they will continue to monitor anything else. I mean, pigs in a blanket has been sold on T-shirts and hats. And there are people that will make their living trying to interfere with the relationships between law enforcement and the communities we police.
Look, as long as I have you, can you clarify the Fraternal Order of Police had a document. It was addressed to the Trump administration, and it listed potential actions through executive order or action for...
It was not addressed to the Trump administration.
It was, okay. It appeared to be. Clarify. It appeared to be, for those who haven't seen it, it appears to be addressed to the Trump administration. It says the first 100 days. And it listed everything that... everything from rescinding an executive order, limiting spending on local forces to... federal agencies supporting research into medical marijuana. People took that as a Christmas wish list from your group to the Trump administration. You say what?
People didn't take it that way. The media reported it that way. And what we like to call are the fake news stories, because no mainstream media.
I got to tell you, I'm looking at it. It doesn't look like a wish list. It looks as if you've laid out what the Trump administration, because of what they have said in the past, might do.
That's exactly what it says. It's a predictive summary of potential actions by the Trump administration. There are things on there that we support and have advocated for, but there's a number of things on there that we won't support.
Yeah. Well, we've cleared that up. Chuck Canterbury.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Chuck Canterbury, National President of the National Fraternal Order of Police. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So again, it was just a document documenting what the administration might do in the first 100 days, not what the police hope that they do.